All right, get ready, because today we're taking a deep dive into the world of social media captions.
Ooh, exciting.
You know, you want to boost that engagement, right?
Absolutely.
Well, we have got just the stuff to help you do that.
Can't wait.
You're going to break down this popular blog post.
Okay.
Called 5 Secrets Behind Killer Creative Social Media Captions You Need Now.
Catchy title.
And we're also going to bring in some insights from the Creative AI Content blog.
Sounds like a plan.
So get ready.
I am.
To turn those scrolls into likes.
Yes.
And comments.
Love it.
You know, it's funny how much we focus on the visuals online these days.
That's true.
But those captions, they're really like the secret sauce that can just make or break a post.
Yeah, they can be a deal breaker for sure.
Right. Like you see this amazing photo, but then the caption's just like.
I know.
Blower.
Total bummer.
Total momentum killer.
Yeah.
But get this.
Okay.
Posts with engaging captions can get like 50% more engagement.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's huge.
I know. That's a big difference.
Definitely is.
It's really psychological when you think about it.
It is.
A good caption.
Yeah.
It can trigger emotions. It can spark curiosity. It can even persuade people to take action.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. What makes you stop scrolling?
Well, let me think.
Yeah.
Probably a caption that asks a question that I want to chime in on.
Yeah.
Or one that tells a story, and then I'm like, wait, there's got to be more.
Yeah.
Like, I need to find out what happens next.
That's totally.
That kind of thing.
So it's all about grabbing that attention and then holding it.
Yeah, that's the key.
And that's where this first secret comes in.
Okay, hit me with it.
Know your audience.
Oh, that's classic.
I know it's like marketing 101.
Right.
But it's crazy how many people just totally miss this.
It really is.
And think about it. You wouldn't use the same lingo with your Gen Z cousin as you would with your boss.
Right? Totally different audiences.
Exactly.
Totally different language.
And this blog post really hammers that point home. It's all about tailoring that message to your specific audience.
So true.
Like, what works for a fitness influencer who's targeting young professionals? That's not going to work for like a travel blogger who's trying to reach seasoned adventurers.
Completely different.
Yeah, they need different approaches.
For sure.
And the article goes beyond just saying that, though.
Okay, so it's not just stating the obvious.
No, it's not.
What else does it say?
Well, it suggests like really digging deeper.
Okay.
Analyzing your existing engagement data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, researching your audience demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Even asking your followers directly, like, what do you want to see more of?
Well, that's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's treating them like collaborators.
I like that.
Not just passive consumers.
So important.
Okay, so secret number 2
is
where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is about emotional triggers.
Mm.
The article talks about how emotions drive engagement.
Yeah.
It's like, duh, we're all human.
Right.
But it's pretty fascinating when you actually break it down. It is.
Like, what makes us click that like button or comment?
I know.
It's all based on our emotions.
Well, and we all want to connect.
We do.
With other people.
Yeah.
And what better way than through emotions?
Right.
Exactly. You know? Like, think about a caption that sparks curiosity.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, wait till you see what happened next.
Ooh, I got to click.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Exactly.
I need to find out more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good one.
It is a good one.
And then there's personalization.
Okay, love personalization.
I do.
It makes you feel seen.
Yeah.
You know?
It does.
So like something like, tag a friend who needs to hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly makes it relevant.
It's to your audience.
And then, of course, humor.
Oh, who doesn't live a good laugh?
I know.
You know?
A well-placed joke.
Yep.
Or a witty observation can make your brand feel relatable and approachable.
Absolutely.
Like, remember that coffee caption?
Oh, yeah. Always.
When life gives you lemons, trade them for coffee.
Oh, that's cute.
Right.
I like that.
It's so simple.
It is.
It's relatable.
Yep.
It's memorable.
All the things you want.
It is.
And a good caption.
Exactly. It's all about that human connection.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, now let's talk hashtags.
Okay.
Are they still relevant in this ever-changing social media landscape?
It's true. Things are changing all the time.
I know.
You know?
Everyone's using them.
They are.
But are they actually effective?
I think they can be if you use them right.
Okay.
You know?
So tell me more.
Well, think of hashtags like the index in the back of a book.
Okay.
They help people find what they're looking for.
Okay. So if you're that travel blogger and you use hashtag wanderlust or hashtag travelgram, you're basically putting your content in front of people
Right.
Who are already interested in those topics.
You're making it easy for them to find you.
Exactly.
Which is what you want.
Exactly.
Because you want people to see your content.
Yes. Okay. And the blog stresses the importance of, like, mixing it up.
Yeah. Don't just use those, like, super generic,
right,
broad hashtags.
Yeah.
Throw in some niche ones, too, yeah, that are, like, hyper-specific to your content and audience.
Okay. So, broad reach, but targeted relevance.
Exactly. Find that sweet spot.
Find that sweet spot. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
And don't just slap them on at the end, yeah, like an afterthought.
Yeah.
I've seen some people weave them in so seamlessly.
Oh, yeah. I love when people do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they're part of the sentence.
It's so much more elegant.
So much better.
Way more subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about being strategic with them.
Exactly.
Think about like the key words,
mm-hmm,
that people might be searching for.
Yeah.
And then incorporate those naturally.
Right.
It's a subtle way to signal to the algorithm.
Yeah.
And to your audience that your content is relevant,
mm-hmm,
to their interests.
It's like a win-win.
It is.
Right?
Okay, so now on to secret number four.
Okay, let's hear it. Keep it short and snappy.
That's a good one.
I know, right? Because let's face it, yeah, we're all just scrolling, right, like lightning speed.
Yeah.
No one has time to read a novel in the caption.
Nobody.
Right?
Yeah.
So this blog emphasizes creating captions that are easily scannable.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And they actually had some really great tips on how to do this.
Oh, okay. I'm listening.
Okay. Number one, line breaks.
Yes.
Break up those walls of text.
These days, it hurts my eyes.
So important.
I know.
Highlight key points with bolding or emojis.
Okay.
But use those emojis sparingly.
Oh, that's good advice.
Right. Yeah. Less is more.
Totally.
Especially when it comes to visual clutter.
I think we've all been guilty of emoji overload at some point.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like trying to cram every single feeling into one caption.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It is too much.
But remember that example they gave?
Oh, yeah. What was coffee fuels my mornings? What fuels yours? Let me know below. Hashtag morning routine. Hashtag fuel your day.
I like it.
It's concise.
Mm-hmm.
It's engaging.
Yeah.
It has a purpose.
All the things.
It does.
You want.
It's like a perfect little formula.
It is. Speaking of purpose.
Yeah.
Secret number five, clear call to action.
Oh, this is important.
So important.
Yeah.
This is where you turn those passive scrollers,
right,
into active engagers.
You got to tell them what to do.
You do.
Yeah.
Every caption should have a goal, right?
Totally.
Do you want people to like, comment,
yep,
share, visit your website?
Right.
What is the goal?
You got to have a purpose.
Don't leave them hanging.
Exactly.
Tell them what you want them to do.
Yeah.
The blog gave some good examples.
Like what?
Double tap if you agree.
Oh, yeah.
Comment your favorite tip below.
Mm-hmm.
Save this post for later.
Oh, I love that one.
Right. The possibilities are endless.
They really are.
It's all about being direct.
Yeah. And giving them that clear path to follow.
I like that.
What's fascinating is you can even tailor your call to action to, like, invoke specific responses.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, like, if you want more comments.
Yeah.
Ask a question.
Oh, smart.
If you want to drive traffic to your website,
yeah,
tell them to click the link in bio.
Okay.
So it's not just about saying do something.
Right. Yeah.
It's about strategically guiding them towards your desired outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, five secrets down. We did it.
That's a lot of secrets.
But before we get too excited and start writing captions like crazy.
Oh, right.
We need to talk about tools and resources.
Okay.
Are there any shortcuts we can take advantage of?
Well, I'm glad you asked because there are actually some fantastic tools out there.
Okay, I'm all ears.
All right, so first of all, there are caption generators.
Yeah.
Yeah, think of them like your brainstorming buddies.
Okay.
You plug in some keywords,
yeah,
and they spit out all these potential captions.
There's...
Now, obviously, don't just copy and paste blindly.
Right.
But they can give you a good starting point.
Okay, a little inspiration.
Exactly, a little inspiration.
Yeah, that sounds super helpful,
mm-hmm,
especially when you're feeling stuck.
Exactly, when you have writer's block.
Yes.
Totally.
What else is there?
Well, then you've got grammar checkers.
Oh, those are lifesavers?
They're lifesavers.
Yeah.
They'll catch all those little typos.
Those pesky typos.
Pesky typos and grammatical errors.
Yes.
That can make you look unprofessional.
Definitely.
And then finally, don't underestimate trend trackers.
Ooh, trend trackers. Tell me more.
Okay, so these will keep you up to date,
okay,
on what's hot in your niche.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they'll show you trending hashtags, popular topics, even competitor activity.
Wow, so it's like having a finger on the pulse.
It is.
On the social media world.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't just be writing in a vacuum.
No.
We need to be aware of what's happening.
Absolutely.
And adjust our strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Keep your content fresh and relevant.
I like it.
Engaging.
Okay, now before we wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yes, there's more.
Okay.
We need to talk about the dark side.
Ooh, the dark side.
I know. So
I'm intrigued.
Common mistakes
okay.
that no. people make.
Yeah.
When writing captions.
Just let's hear them.
Because knowing what not to do
right.
is just as important as knowing what to do.
Absolutely.
Right.
So let's dive into those common caption faux pas.
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to get into all that and more in part two. So stay tuned.
Can't wait. It's interesting. You know, we've been talking about kind of like the mechanics of writing captions.
Right.
But there's like this whole other layer, I think, mm-hmm. that people often overlook.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's the power of storytelling.
Ooh, I love a good story.
Me too. And captions,
yeah.
they're not just about listing features or benefits or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about weaving these narratives that connect with people.
Okay, I'm listening. Break this down for me.
Okay, so think about it. You could post a gorgeous photo of a tropical beach.
Okay, yeah.
And just write, paradise found.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Right, like so basic.
Yeah.
But what if you took it a step further?
Okay, I like where this is going. And you wrote something like,
yeah.
after hours of exploring hidden trails, we stumbled upon this secluded cove. The sound of the waves was the only music we needed.
Okay, I'm there.
Right.
I can practically feel the sand between my toes.
Exactly, you've transported your audience to that moment with you.
It's so much more evocative.
Right.
Than just like a generic statement.
And then you can build on that by adding an emotional element.
Okay.
Like sharing this with my best friend made it even more magical. Tag someone you'd love to escape
well,
with.
Well, now I want to tag all my friends
right.
and go on vacation.
Exactly. So you're inviting that interaction, that
yeah.
personal connection.
And that's where the magic happens. That's where the magic happens.
Because people love sharing their own travel dreams and tagging their friends.
Absolutely.
Who they would go on an adventure with.
Right. And to wrap it all up, you could add a call to action, like,
oh.
what's your dream travel destination? Tell me in the comments.
Ooh, I love it.
So you've sparked a conversation.
Yeah.
You've kept that engagement going.
Okay, this is making me rethink my entire approach.
Red.
I've been so focused on, like, the technical aspects
right.
that I forgot about, like, the heart of it all, the story.
It's a common trap. We get so caught up in the algorithms and the hashtags.
The numbers.
The numbers.
Yeah.
That we forget that we're trying to connect with other human beings.
We are all human.
We
are. At the end of the day.
That's what it's all about.
So how can we bring more of that human element into our captions?
Well, one of the simplest but most effective ways is just be yourself.
Okay.
Let your personality shine through in your writing. Share personal anecdotes, behind the scenes moments, or even customer testimonials that highlight the human impact of your brand.
I love that because people can spot a fake. A mile away.
They care.
Authenticity is key.
Authenticity is key.
Okay, good to know.
Another tip is to focus on the why behind your content.
Okay.
Why are you sharing this photo or video?
Yeah.
What message are you trying to get across?
With like anything else in life, when you're passionate about something,
mm-hmm.
it shows.
It does.
And that passion resonates with your audience.
It does, and it draws them in.
I like it.
Now, there's another really powerful tool we can use to create engaging captions.
Ooh, tell me.
That often gets overlooked.
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
It's the power of asking questions.
Oh, questions.
Yeah.
Love a good question.
Me too. And, you know, ending your caption with a thought-provoking question can be incredibly effective.
Okay, so like that age-old saying, ask and you shall receive.
Right, exactly.
But seriously, though, why are questions so effective in this context?
Well, for one thing, they create a sense of curiosity and intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
People are naturally drawn to questions.
They are.
Especially when they're presented in a compelling way.
I know I'm always more likely to comment on a post.
Yeah.
If it asks me something that makes me think or share my own experience.
Exactly. And questions also encourage interaction.
Okay.
When you ask a question,
yeah.
you're inviting people to share their thoughts, their opinions, their experiences.
It's like opening a door and saying, come on in, let's chat.
Exactly. It creates a sense of community and it encourages dialogue.
I like that.
And the beauty is there are endless possibilities.
Oh, good.
When it comes to asking questions in your captions.
Okay. Like what?
You can ask about people's favorite things, their biggest challenges, their dreams for the future.
Ooh, that's a good one.
the sky's the limit.
So it's not about asking any question.
No.
It's about asking the right question.
Exactly. The one that will resonate with your audience and spark meaningful conversation.
Okay. I'm going to start brainstorming some questions right now.
Good.
So once you've got a good question, how do you phrase it?
We'll keep it clear and concise.
Okay.
You don't want people to get lost in a long, complicated question.
Right.
Make it relevant to your content.
Mm-hmm.
The question should flow naturally from the image or video you're sharing.
So it's not just a random question
thrown
in at the end. It's a thoughtful addition.
It should enhance the overall message.
I like it. And don't be afraid to add a little personality to your question.
Oh, yes.
Use humor, wit, or even a touch of vulnerability to make it more engaging.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between informative and entertaining.
Yes.
And remember, the goal of asking a question is to spark a conversation.
Right.
So once people start responding, engage back.
Yes.
Respond to comments, answer questions, and keep the conversation flowing.
It's a two-way street.
It is.
Social media is all about building relationships.
Yeah, it is. And when you take the time to engage with your audience, you're showing them that you value their input and that you're genuinely interested in connecting with them.
Love it. Okay, we've covered storytelling, authenticity, asking questions.
It's a lot.
I know. What other hidden gems can we uncover when it comes to crafting those captivating captions?
You know, one thing that often gets overlooked is the importance of white space.
White space.
Yes. In a world of information overload, it's crucial to give your captions room to breathe.
Okay. I'm curious, what exactly do you mean by white space?
Well, think about it. When you're scrolling through your feed, are you more likely to stop and read a dense block of text or something that's broken up into smaller, more digestible chunks?
Definitely the latter. Nobody wants to be faced with a wall of words.
Exactly. White space makes your captions more inviting, easier to read, and ultimately more engaging.
So it's not just about being concise.
Mm-hmm.
It's about presenting your message in a visually appealing way.
Precisely. And it doesn't take much effort. Just a few strategic line breaks or emojis can make a world of difference.
Okay, can you give me an example? I'm ready to put this into practice.
Let's say you're a food blogger sharing your famous chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Oh, my favorite.
Instead of cramming everything into one long paragraph, you could use white space to create a more visually appealing layout.
Okay, I'm picturing it. Walk me through it.
Start with a catchy headline like, "Craving chocolate chip cookies, try this recipe," and then like a little down arrow emoji.
Oh, yeah.
Then list the ingredients.
Okay.
Using bullet points or emojis to separate them.
Oh, that's cute.
Something like flour emoji, egg emoji, chocolate chips emoji.
Okay, so much more enticing than just a plain list.
Right, and then do the same for the instructions, breaking them down into short numbered steps.
Okay.
Finally end with a clear call to action like, tag a friend who needs this recipe in their life. And then a little winky face.
This is a game changer, I'm realizing. I've been neglecting white space in my captions.
Well, now you know.
And it's probably costing me engagement.
It could be. It's such an easy fix. Just be mindful of how your captions look on the screen and use white space to your advantage.
White space check.
Okay.
So we've got storytelling, authenticity, asking questions, and white space. Anything else we need to consider before we move on?
There's one more crucial element for success on social media, and it's often overlooked: consistency.
Ah, consistency. The key to pretty much everything in life. But why is it so important when it comes to social media?
Well, for starters, it helps you build a loyal following. When people know what to expect from you and when to expect it, they're more likely to follow you and engage with your content.
It's about building trust, right? You become a reliable source of information or entertainment.
Exactly. And consistency also helps you establish a strong brand identity. When your captions are consistently on brand, they reinforce your message and help you stand out from the crowd.
It's like having a signature style that people recognize and appreciate.
Precisely. So how can we be more consistent with our captions? First, you need to define your brand voice. What are the key values and personality traits you want to convey? Are you playful, informative, inspirational, or something else entirely?
It's like having a mission statement for your social media presence.
Exactly. Oh. Once you have a clear understanding of your brand voice, you can start creating captions that are consistent with it. Use the same tone, style, and language across all of your posts.
And this applies to everything from the words you choose to the emojis you use, right?
Absolutely. Consistency is all about creating a cohesive experience for your audience.
This is making me realize I need to be more intentional about my social media presence. I've been kind of winging it, which explains why my engagement has been so inconsistent.
Well, now you have the knowledge to create a more strategic and consistent approach. And remember, consistency doesn't mean being boring. You can still be creative and experiment with different types of content as long as it aligns with your overall brand voice.
It's not about being predictable. It's about being reliably awesome.
Well,
okay, so we've covered storytelling, authenticity, asking questions, white space, and the importance of consistency. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I have one last question.
Mm.
We've talked about all the things we should do to write killer captions, but what about the things we should avoid? What are some common mistakes that can sabotage our efforts? So let's talk about those caption mistakes.
Oh yeah, the things we wanna avoid.
What are some of those big blunders?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is being overly promotional.
Okay, yeah.
Social media is about building relationships,
mm-hmm.
not constantly pushing products or services.
Right. It's like that friend who only calls when they need something.
Exactly.
Not a good look.
No, it's all about finding that balance.
Right.
Showcasing your brand without like turning your captions into infomercials.
Totally. People can sense a sales pitch a mile away.
They can.
Another trap is neglecting your target audience.
Oh, yeah. Huge mistake.
It's like speaking a different language.
Mm-hmm.
Your message just won't resonate if you're not tailoring it to the right people.
Exactly what works for a fashion brand targeting Gen Z
yeah.
might not work for a travel company focused on baby boomers.
Totally different demographics.
Completely different.
And then there's inconsistency.
Oh, consistent.
I know we talked about it before.
I did. It's so important.
But you can have the most amazing captions in the world.
You can.
But if you're only posting like once in a blue moon.
It's true.
It's like you're shouting into the void.
Nobody's going to see it.
Exactly.
You got to be consistent.
So consistency is key.
It is.
It's about showing up regularly and building that trust with your audience.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of visual appeal.
Okay.
We talked about white space,
mm-hmm.
but using too many hashtags.
Oh, yeah.
Can also make your captions look
cluttered.
Cluttered and spammy.
It's like trying too hard.
It is.
Like trying too hard to be cool.
Exactly. And it just ends up being a turnoff.
Totally.
Hashtags are great.
Yeah.
They are for discoverability.
Right.
But you got to use them strategically. A few well-chosen hashtags.
Yeah.
Way more effective.
Than a laundry list of random ones.
Absolutely.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Always. Mm. Got it. Okay. Anything else we should watch out for?
Another thing I see is people neglecting the tone of their captions. You want to maintain a consistent voice that aligns with your brand.
Right.
So if you're usually like witty and playful,
yeah.
a sudden shift to a serious and formal tone is going to feel jarring.
Yeah, it's like a personality switch.
Exactly. People are going to be confused.
Totally.
So consistency is key.
Okay, so we've talked about what not to do.
We have.
Any last words of wisdom?
You know, we've been diving deep into all the technical stuff.
Yeah.
But never forget, social media is about human connection.
So true.
Approach your captions with empathy, authenticity,
mm-hmm.
a genuine desire to connect.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed at the results.
So well said. It's about using words that resonate with the heart.
Yes.
Not just the head.
Exactly. Tap into those shared human experiences, tell stories that connect, and be yourself.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
It has.
I feel like I have a whole new arsenal of caption writing skills.
Good. I hope so.
I'm ready to go write some killer captions.
Go get them.
And to our amazing listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this journey. We hope you learned a ton and are feeling inspired to really level up your social media game.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep on diving.